Zachita today. Sorry about the zooming, but I have something in Shul that I have to be at, so the only way I could juggle both. So let's start Taisis. Taisis says, The Taisis says that the bracha on is Bari Pri Adama. It's not Bari Mini Mezonos. Taisis explains. Even on flour, there's an opinion in the Gemara they make a bracha bari pi adama. Well, the Rav Nachman, and even Rav Nachman, who says not the way mishum dishtani, that's only because it was nishtana. It's not so clear what this first piece, these first lines in Taisus are trying to address. What's he bothered by? I think Taisus is trying to explain why do you make a bracha bari pi adama and by Taisus achito. What happened to the svara that Yeshli Ilya Charina Bepas? You had by the Gemara by Kimcha. The Gemara says that this it has a, since that's not his final form, it has a, the final form is Pas. So therefore, on Kemach, you only make a shakal in the So why is this any different? So Taisa says that here it's different because here it's not Nishtana. That machlek is only where it's Nishtana. As Rashi over there explained, Rashi said that it's and the Gemara of Yeshli Ilya Charina. Rashi said Yotzim Chal Pri. By Kemach, it's not the original pri, nor is it derech achiloser. But Kais Zechit, it is the original pri. It didn't lose the tzura sapri. So since it has the original tzura sapri, I don't care that it's not yet, it didn't yet reach the derech achiloser. Anyway, that's not the bulk of the Taisus. The bulk of the Taisus is the next issue. Taisus says, Umi will achrov yesh lo sapik. Taisus says, Sofik, what's the bracha achreina for Kais Zechit? Am I mevachinon? That's that you don't make an ala michio. I'm sorry. Taisa is Suffolk. What's the bracha? Do you make a bracha ala michi v'al kolo, and then the same will be ala adomo v'al pri adomo? Or, this, the lashkan is the other side. L'yashkan b'riches ala michi v'al kolo, el eche de baruch alayu, b'reisha k'ayda machila bari mini mezaynis. He's speaking at the tutstonim, not the bracha, he's speaking at the tutstonim. On the one hand, since it's from the Shivas Haminim, they're still from the Shivas Haminim, so maybe you have to make a bracha achas mein shalosh. But what exactly will be the bracha achas mein shalosh? Al adama v'al pri adama. We'll talk in a minute about the details of the nusach that Taisus brings. But al kapanim, maybe there's the bracha achas mein. In all the other Rishayim it's mavur that the Taisus is lost a little bit strange. But in all the other Rishayim it's mavur that the suffix that Taisus is raising, the rosh, the rashman, the flamed vav, is. When you by Kaisis Zechita, you make a bracha achas mein shalosh, because after all, it's from the Shivas Haminim. So maybe you should have a bracha achas mein shalosh. And what will be the nusach of bracha achas mein shalosh? It's not going to be al oritz v'al amichya, because it's not a bari minim zaynus. It's not going to be al eitz v'al pri eitz, because it's not a pri eitz. The nusach will be al adama v'al pri adama. So you'll make a bracha achas mein shalosh with the nusach of al adama v'al pri adama. Or perhaps Chazal were not misakin the bracha achas mein shalosh for kaisis achita. They're only misakin it for peiros or for dogon that has a bari minim zaynus. But for dogon that doesn't have a bari minim zaynus, namely kaisis achita, they weren't misakin the bracha v'al imichir. They weren't misakin bracha achas mein shalosh. So that's the suffix in taisis. So he brings Rebbe Natan Yigi b'machzor shalei al adama v'pi adama v'chosuboy. Rebbe Natan Lechatchila, in his machzer, he wrote that you make a bracha tachav al adama v'al pri adama. But then he was chayser that it's only a bari nefashos rabbis. Because we don't find anywhere the bracha of al adama v'al pri adama. Here you see beferish the tutsalim. That's sad. On the one end, maybe you should make a bracha of al adama v'al pri adama. That's what Rebbe Natan thought Lechatchila. But then Rebbe Natan turned around and says, no, you don't find such a nusach of al adama v'al pri adama. For Kaisis Achito. Because the Delakamon, and if there's no bracha v'al adama, then it must be very nefashos. In other words, there's no tzad to make an al-oritz v'al amichya. That's for sure. Rabbi Tam doesn't have it sad. The kais achita, the bracha should be ala arts v'ala micha, the same as a piece of cake. That Rabbi Tam doesn't entertain. Either it's ala adama v'al pi adama, which is what Rabbi Tam thought lechatchila. But then he said, but you don't find such a nusach in the Gemara. It's going to show in a second. So if you don't find such a nusach in the Gemara of ala adama v'al pi adama, then the only thing that's left is bari nefasha yisrabeis. Ala arts v'ala micha is not an option. And he brings the Gemara and Mendalit. The Mefarish Brocha Achas Min Shalosh. V'Kamar B'Chamesh Samin Amal Oretz V'Alam Yechiv Al Shimus Samin Amal Oretz V'Alam Peres. The Aladom El Pi Adom Alei Lo Yiski. It doesn't say anywhere. The Gemara and Daf Mendalit has the Nusach of Al Oretz V'Alam Yechiv. They make a Mizaynus. And it has the Nusach of Al Oretz V'Alam Peres. Al Eitz V'Al Pi Eitz and so on. But it doesn't say anything about Aladom El Pi Adom. So Rabbi Natam said, you see, there's no such Brocha. So therefore must be buried in the Foshas Rabbis. Another if you ground it up and you baked it and you made it into bread and then the bread fell apart and now it's enapusis kaidomos, so then you make a bari mini mezainis and an alamichya. So the brisa only mentions alamichya when it gets to bari mini mezainis. Like kaisa chito is bari pi adama. It doesn't say afterwards you make an alamichya. When it gets to after you tochna ve'ofa and enapusis kaidomos, when you make a bari mini mezainis, then the brisa says that you make an alamichya. So from the brisa itself is meduyik taka that you don't make an alamicha and you don't make a bracha achas men shalish by kaisis zachito. Anyway, that's the maskon of taisis. But akaponim, it's a suffix of taisis. His maskon is, it's a chazar rabbi natan. Taisis maskon is more that on kaisis zachito you make a bracha bari nefashois rabbis. Later on, taisis says at the end, I'm not going to read it all the way, that taisis brings a Yerushalmi. The Amiram also had the suffix. Somebody who ate soilus. Says, what does it mean soilus? Doesn't mean flour. It means cloyus. What's the bracha achrayna? Rav Yirmiya omar lo achlis soilus min yoyma. Rav Yirmiya never ate soilus because of the suffix. So, Rabbi Kregel raises the question. Rabbi Kregel and Shachar and Reish Kes. Taisa talks about Kaisa Zachita. Kaisa Zachita is Bayer Pi Adama. What's the bracha achrayna for Kaisa Zachita? What about Kemach? Kemach, the bracha Rishayna Shakam Nivadvar. That's how most Rishayna Paskin, in Mordaf Lam Advar, we had the style of Bat Kimcha, most Rishayna Paskin, Machlek Rishayna Mada Paskin, most Rishayna Paskin, Shachar Paskin, that I'm Kemach, you make a Shakam Nivadvar. Since it's Shotzim Mechal Pri, and Mechal Derech Achilos Elibo, like we're sitting over there. So it's Brocha Shakam Liyabedvar. There you also have the suffix that maybe there might be a Brocha Achaz Min Shalosh afterwards? Because after all, it's still from the Shiva Saminim? Or there, perhaps it's Poshut that the Brocha Achaz is only going to be Bari Nefashis. Since it doesn't even have a Bari Pi Adom at the beginning, you see that Linyan Brocha Rishayin, it doesn't even have a Shem Pri. We deprive even a Bari Pi Adom. Then the bracha achrayna is going to be shakal niyavidvar. So Rabbi Kreger is down in the shaila, barichus. And first of all, he's medayik from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says by kaisis zachito, the Shulchan Aruch brings the suffix. Whether the bracha achrayna is al adama v'al pri adama or boyin afosh shabbos, and the Shulchan Aruch says that therefore it's better not to be kaisis zachito except in a meal. To avoid the suffix, because it's otherwise you're not going to know, you know, if you're going to eat, if you're going to be kaisis achita, what's the brach? But it's not like bracha rishayna. Bracha rishayna, if you have a suffix, you make a shahakol. Bracha achrayna, if you're not sure if it's supposed to be bracha achas min shalosh or bari nefesh shabbos, you're really sort of up the creek. Bari nefesh is not a bracha kolelis. You're not yotzi in a place where you need to make an ala michya or an ala eitz. You're not yotzi with the bari nefesh. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch recommends against eating being kaisis achita because you're going to have a suffix in the bracha achrayna and you're not really going to have a way to satisfy the suffix. On the other hand, by kemach, the Shulchan Aruch says the bracha shakal niyavidvar. The Shulchan Aruch passes like Rav Nachman, the Brocha Shakal Niyabidvar. And he doesn't say that there's a suffix in the Brocha Achayna, therefore you shouldn't eat it as part of a meal. You should only eat it as part of a meal. So the Kreg is Medayik from Shulchan Aruch, that apparently the Shulchan Aruch held that the suffix, Rabbi Natan's suffix, was only by Kaisis Zachita. But Kemach is for sure by Nefesh Shabbos. And Rabbi Kreg brings a raya to this idea, that if it loses the Tzur Sapri, something that loses the Tzur Sapri for Bracha Lishayna, it certainly goes down to Bari Nefesh Rabbis by the Bracha Chayna. From the Gemara later on about Zayas Maliach, the Gemara is a machlokes about shlokes, cooked fruits and cooked vegetables. If the cooking is mafsu the Tzur Sapri, does it become a shakal nevedvar? If you cook vegetables, usually it's by vegetables, if you cook vegetables, but it's negated to food also. If you cook a vegetable, does it still have the Bracha Bari Piyadamo, or does it go down to shakal nevedvar? But it's also your shlokes. So the Gemara says that on that Lamanda Omar, that shlokos goes down to shakal nivadvari, then the pickled olives are also going to be shakal nivadvari, because the pickling is like cooking kovash kumavushal, and the bracha chayil will be burned in foshas ramas. Says Rabbi Kreger, it's a furshal Gemara. I understand that the bracha rishayna becomes the shakal nivadvari, because that's the point that Lamanda Omar, cooking is mafsud the tzura sapri. But why does it lose the bracha chayin of Allah? It's still from the Shiva Samina. So you see that if cooking is mafsud the tzura sapri for bracha rishayna, then it loses the tzura sapri for bracha chayin also and becomes a very nefeshah shabbos. So the chayin is a gemara mufereshes that anything that loses the tzura sapri for bracha rishayna, it loses the bracha achas main shalosh for bracha chayin as well. On the other hand, Rabbi Kreger brings the Rashba on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph by the sugya of Kemach. That the Rashba says that the Rashba has mentioned, talks about this suffix, whether on Kaisis Sachito, you make a bracha of Al Adomo v'Al Pri Adomo. Is there such a bracha as Al Adomo v'Al Pri Adomo? Or maybe there's no such bracha, there's only Bari Nefashos Rabbis. And in Rashba's Mefurish, that the suffix applies to Kemach as well. So Rege speaks through. Rashkoff is showing, there's no real kasha from the Rashba, because the Rashba grada paskins not like most Rishonim. He paskins like Rav Yehuda that the bracha and kemach is very pri adama. Yeah, the Rashba paskins like Rav Yehuda, the bracha and kemach is very pri adama. Also, God, the Rashba l'shitosa. If the Bruch and Kemach is Bari Piyadoma, then the same suffix, the Yabba Kaisis Achit, the Yabba Kemach as well. But we paskin, like most Rishonim, that the Halach is like Rav Nachman, that Kemach is a Shakal Niyabidvari. So if it's a Shakal Niyabidvari, then it's a Bari Nefoshah Shabbos at the end. However, Kregis speaks out, it's not Maspik. Because even though the Rashba says that the Bruch and Kemach is Bari Piyadoma, like Rav Yehuda, but Kemach Sa'irim, the Bruch is Shakal Niyabidvari. I think more about a brisa. The brisa said, why is kemach sarim different than kemach chitim? Because kemach sarim is kosher l'kukyani. It's bad for parasites. So, kaponim, kemach sarim is a shakal nevedvari, and yet it's mefurish in Rashba that this suffix that maybe the bracha chayin should be al adama v'al pri adama is the same suffix applies both to kemach chitim and to kemach sarim. Well, kemach sarim is a shakal nevedvari. So if it's shakal nevedvari, so the bracha chayin of Adar is bari nefashos. Why is it any different than zayis maliach? Says Rabbi Kreger, no, the Rashba still a shitasa, because even though kemach sa'irim is shakal nevedvari, is the bracha rishon is shakal nevedvari, but why is the bracha rishon a shakal nevedvari? Not because it lost the tzura sapri by being ground up. Kemach chitim also is ground up. And yet, the Rashba passes that the bracha is bari piyadama. Kemach sa'irim is a special reason why you don't make it, why you only make a shakal on it, because it's kosher l'kukyani. So it lacks in the ma'is achilu, because it's kosher l'kukyani. But mitzad the tzur sapri, the Rashba passes that grinding up into flour is not mafta the tzur sapri when you bracha rishon. There's a side reason why kemach sa'irim is shakal nevedvar, because it's kosher l'kukyani. But mitzad the tchino and the loss of the tzur sapri, the Rashba paskins that being taken it is not mafsid with tzur sapri, and it still has the bracha bari piyadama. So Mela, the Rashba l'shitasi holds that the same suffix that you have by kaisis achita you have by kemach, because all of it has a tzur sapri, and I by kemach sa'irim, and therefore since it has a tzur sapri, maybe the bracha chayin should be haladama v'al priyadama. Kemachsarim also brach hachan will be al adama va pri adama. Either brach vishayin shakal nivet, right? Yeah, but not because it lost its source of pri for a side reason, because it lacks in the ma'aseh achila. And that, the Rashi holds, doesn't affect the brach hachayim. But things that lose the source of pri, like zayas meliach, those are taka, where it's a shakal nivet, right? Not for a side reason, because fundamentally it lost its source of pri. Because when you cook it, it loses the tzur sapri. And if it loses the tzur sapri for bracha yishayin, it loses the tzur sapri for bracha achayin as well. So meila says Rabbi Pega, the Rashba, the Shitosai, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch ignores this Rashba, because we don't pass like the Rashba about kemach. We pass in kemach, like we pass in like of Nachman. Most yishayin pass in like of Nachman. That kemach is shakal niyavidvoy. So if it's shakal niyavidvoy, if the bracha yishayin is shakal niyavidvoy, then of course the bracha achayin is by the first Shabbos. The lashon of Taisus Chayyim is also mashma that the suffix is only by Taisus Achita, not by flour. But late at the end of Taisus brought the Yerushalmi that the same suffix you have in Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi says Hadein da Ochel Soilus, people who eat Soilus, what bracha achayna do they make? And Taisus had pains to say Soilus over there means Kloyus. Why did Taisus say that? Maybe Soilus means Soilus. Maybe Soilus means Soilus. But the same suffix, but that's the same suffix, and so this is shakal nivadvari. But so what if it's shakal nivadvari? But the suffix of bracha achayin is to laugh. It's Madhuyik and Taisus that if solus meant real solus, like solus in Lamadolim and Aleph, that it's really ground up in the bracha shakal nivadvari, then there could be no bracha, there could be no suffix in the bracha achayin. So then the Yishami wouldn't make any sense. Why is there suffix in the bracha achayin? If it's real solus, it's shakal nivadvari. Mele al kochach, it must be that Taisus held that by real kemach with the bracha shakal, there could be no suffix about the bracha achayna. And if the Yishami has a suffix about that bracha achayna, when it says solus, it can't mean solus. It must mean klois. Baked klois, kernels, but not solus. So it's taka meduyik in Taisus also, like the Shulchan Aruch, that the suffix about bracha achayin was not said by kemach. It was only said by kaisus achito or by kloyus, where the tzur sefri is intact. And because we'll talk a little more about the end of Taisus, so I want to leave that, you'll see for yourself. Let's talk about the etzma suffix of Taisus. What's the bracha achayin by kaisus achito? What's in the Kudus HaSafik? Taisus says, Le'ashkechem, we don't find that they were misakin bracha achas men shalosh for Kaisus Achito. But Taisus doesn't explain why not. Like, even if that's true, even if it's Meduik Nigmar, that they didn't make a bracha, they weren't misakin a bracha achayna of al adama, about the adama, but why not? It's not an oversight. Like, it is from the Shius Haminim, so why shouldn't there be a bracha achayna of al adama, about the adama? So that's not spelled out in Taisus. And Lachari could say two ways. You could say that the reason why they weren't misakin bracha achas men shalosh is because even though it is from the Shiva Saminim, but since it's not so choshev, it's not the derech to be kaisus achito, the normal way to eat dogon is to turn it into cake and turn it into cookies and to turn it into bread and just to eat the work, just to eat the kernels plain. That's not the normal way of being kaisus achito. It's not a choshev way to eat chito. So Mela, because this is not the choshev way to do it, so they weren't misakin for it bracha achas min shalosh. That's one possibility. But the other possibility is that maybe kaisus achito is not from the Shivas Aminim. Maybe when the Torah itself talks about chita v'sarah, the Shivas Aminim, so maybe kaisus achito doesn't have the chashivas of Shivas Aminim b'cha. Nemes machlekes yishayim. B'feirish machlekes yishayim. The Rashba and Mem Aleph and Beis. The Ramaskal is Ula'inyan. Rashba writes Beferish that Kaisis Zachito is not, when the Torah says Chito v'Sa'ira v'Gefen v'Teina v'Rimayin, when the Torah talks about the Shiva Saminim, and we learn halachas from there about Ketima v'Brachas and other halachas, when the Torah talks about the Shiva Saminim and it says Chito v'Sa'ira, it doesn't mean plain Chito v'Sa'ira. It means cookies and cake and bread. But Kaisis Zachito, says the Rashba, does not have the mile of Shiva Saminim. And the Nachkaminu will be the Moshe Lagabi Kedima of the Brachas. the halacha is whatever is muktim because is muktim the bracha. Chita before Sa'ira, Sa'ira before Geffen, and so on and so forth. Well, what about Kaisis Sachita? Does it have Ketima B'brachas? So you have to be Makdim. Kaisis Achita, does it have Ketima to Kaisis Sa'ira? Does it have Ketima to... So that's a whole discussion. But the Rashi is a fair that it does not. Kaisis Achita is not B'chala Shiva Saminim. And the Rashi says Araya. He says, Teda, because you see they weren't Masakman for it, Bracha Achaz Main Shalash. So you see that it's not from the Shiva. It doesn't have the Maila Shiva Saminim. So Mefurish and Rashba, that Kaisis Achita is the reason why Kaisis Achita doesn't have Bracha Achaz Main Shalosh because it's not from the Shiva Saminim. On the other hand, the Rosh in Siman Tes, when there's a long Rosh there about all the halachas of Ketima B'brachas, the Rosh holds beferish that Kaisis Achita has the din of Ketima B'brachas. It does have Ketima B'brachas because it is from the Shiva Saminim. So why doesn't it have a Bracha Achaz Main Shalosh? So the Rosh Lashitosoi, the Rosh in the Rosh Lashitosoi, I'm sorry, that's not in Simon. That Rosh is in Simon Chafei. The Rosh Lashitosoi in Simon Tess, when he talks about this Rabbeinu Tam, and is the Bracha Achayna by Kaisis Achita, and he brings Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam was Chayze, and there's no Bracha, there's no, you only say Bari Nefashis by Kaisis Achita, the Rosh speaks out Meferish, even though it's from the Shivas Haminim. Since it's not a chashuv achila, it's not the chashuv way to eat the shivas haminim. So it's mafurish and rosh. The two rushes go together. That kaisa chita is from the shivas haminim. Lekabi ketim in brachas kaisa chita has it been the shivas haminim, and it has ketim in brachas. And nonetheless, the bracha chayim is only burning the first Shabbos because it's not a chashuv. It's not a chashuv way to eat it. So we have a machaikus and shayin, machaikus the rosh and the rashba. Why? If there's no bracha achrayin of al adama of al pri adama, why is that so? According to the Rashi, because kais achita does not have the status of shivas haminim, and according to the Rashi, no, it has the status of shivas haminim, but it's not a chashav achila. Therefore, the bracha is only buried in chashav shabbos. So I thought that the Rashi would lishitasa. Because we saw the Rashba at the beginning of the parak when the Gemara said Minani Mili, from where do we know brachas from? And the Gemara said Kaddish Elul Hashem and so on. So remember, the Rashba over there spoke out that you don't need a pasuk for bracha achrayna. You don't need a pasuk for bracha ishayna. You don't need a pasuk for bracha achrayna because shivas haminim. There's anyway bracha achrayna midiraisif from yachalta v'savata v'rachta. And if it's not from the Shiva's Haminim, and it's only Bari Nefashis, Bari Nefashis anyway is only Yerushas. Dalim remembers. So it's Mefush and that Rashba, that the Rashba holds that Bracha Achaz Min Sholosh and Shiva's Haminim is a Din Derais. And we spoke out at the time that that's like the Sheet of the Ritva, and that Mandala and Al, when the Gemara says, and Leel says, you have to bend Shiva and Shiva's Haminim, and Chacham says, and he brings the right from the Postal, because it says, Eretz Chit of the Sayyid of a Gef and Tainer Rimain, Eretz Shalim Muskenis Techo Belechem, Yachat of the Savat of Yerachta. And Rav Leel understood that the Chata Vesavot of Rach is going back on the Shiva Saminim Tuf. And Chacham says, you know, Eretz Hifzika Inyan. Since it says again, Eretz Hashul Miskein is Teichel Balechem, so that's a Hafsoka, you only have to bench on bread. So the Ritva over there says that Eretz Hifzika Inyan doesn't mean that the Chata Vesavot of Rach is not going on Shiva Saminim. Avad is going on Shiva Saminim too. And the Bracha Chayin on Shiva Saminim is a Deraisa. Eretz Hifzika Inyan just means that the Torah said that even though you have to make a Bracha Chayin both on Shiva Saminim and on bread, but the bracha achrayin on bread is more than the bracha achrayin on shivas haminim. Shivas haminim is only bracha achas min shalosh, and on bread you have to say gimel brachas. So the sheet of the Ritva, and that's the sheet of the Rashi beginning of the parak, is if you chalta v'savot the bracha is going at all shivas haminim, and said they didn't do a raisa, then on shivas haminim you have to say bracha achas min shalosh. On the other hand, the sheet of the Rambam is that bracha achas min shalosh only the rabbanon, and eretz hipsiginin chayin according to Rambam means lagamri, that is not going on the Shiva Saminim at all. Lefi the Rashba, that it's a din de araisa, that you have to be a chalta v'savot v'rachta, that you have to say bracha achas main shalosh and Shiva Saminim, then what sense would it make to say that kaisa achita is from the Shiva Saminim, but since it's not a chashav achila, you don't make any of the bracha achas main shalosh? If it's a din de araisa, then who cares if it's a chashav achila, not a chashav achila? If the Torah says, if the Torah says, Eretz chita v'ser v'get m'tiyim v'tein v'imun v'yachalta v'sovot v'rachta. The Torah says that in their rice you have to make a bracha achas min sholoshan. They have to make a bracha achas min sholoshan shimus aminim. Then of course you have to make a bracha achas min sholoshan and by kaisa chita as well. So therefore the Rashi l'shitosoi has to say, since it's the duke in the Gemara that there is no bracha v'al adama v'al pri adama, he accepts that deal. There is no such thing as al adama v'al pri adama. The Rashi is going to have to say l'shitosoi that kaisa chita is nachlan shimus aminim. On the other hand, the Rosh could go like the Rambam, that bracha achas min sholosh is only the Rabbanon. The whole the Eretz Hifsik Inyan means that the bracha achas min sholosh is altogether only the Rabbanon. So in the Rabbanon, it's the makom l'chalak. Chazal were only misakin bracha achas min sholosh by nachil l'chashuva. By and when it's not nachil l'chashuva, they weren't misakin bracha achas min sholosh. The other thing I want to talk about, what time is it? When Taisus suggests that there is a bracha achas min sholosh for kaisa achito, the way Taisus presents this bracha, very strange. Taisus says, going back to the beginning of Taisus, yesh to sapik mayim rachinu, im mevorchen ala michi ve'al kalkolo umesayim ala adoma ve'al pri adoma. In this hypothetical bracha of al adama v'al pri adama, which the maskana of Inatam holds doesn't exist, but Tosis had a suffering, maybe it does exist. Maybe there is such a bracha chayna. So what's the nusach of this bracha chayna? So Tosis says the psicha is al amichi v'al kakala, and the sim the chasima is al adama v'al pri adama. I didn't find this nusach. You don't find. I looked in Tosis Rosh and Rosh. They don't say such a nusach. It's a very strange nusach. First of all, if they were misakin at bracha v'al adama v'al pi adama, so then why is that only the siyum? That should be the psicha too. Like ala eretz v'al peres. How do you still, if you eat the pomegranate? What's the psicha? Ala eitz v'al pri eitz, and then the siyum is ala eretz v'al and the siyum is ala eretz v'al peres. So if this is a bracha v'al, if there is a bracha v'al adama v'al pi adama, so the psicha should also be al adama v'al pri adama. Tosin mashma that even if it is such a bracha, it'll start off al amichi v'al kakolo. Just the seam is going to be al adama v'al pri adama. That's problem number one. Problem number two. Tosin says the seam of this putative bracha would be al adama v'al pri adama. Every brachachas min sholish, the siyum has to have oretz in. Ala oretz v'ala mikya, ala oretz v'ala peres. And there's a reason for that. I mean, that's said perish in the word. The siyum of ala mikya is ala oretz v'ala mikya. The siyum of, we're not mistaken, ala mikya v'ala kakolo. The siyum is ala mikya v'ala kakolo. The siyum is ala oretz v'ala mikya. Baruch at Hashem, ala oretz v'ala mikya. Same thing, you have peres. The psich is ala eitz v'al kriya eitz, but the siyum is ala oretz v'ala peres. You have to mention oretz. Why do you have to mention oretz? So that's Mavur and Yushami. I sent you the Yushami in the Maya Mekhaimis. Yushami says that Bracha Achas Min Sholosh is a condensation, it's a condensed version of Gimel Brachas, Brichas Hazon, Brichas Oretz, and Brichas Banir Yushalayim. The Chasimo, therefore, has in it Ala Oretz, V'ala Michil, Ala Oretz V'ala Michil. So Ala Oretz, that's Brichas Oretz. Ala Michil, is Birchas Hazon. And Yishami asks, and what about Binyan Yerushalayim? Why isn't Binyan Yerushalayim somewhere in the Chasima? Why is the Chasima ala Oretz ve'ala Michya? So that's only two of the three brachas. But shouldn't there be in the Chasima also the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim? Says Yishami, Asu ki Birchas Poyalim. That when it comes to ala Michya, they made it like the benching of Poyalim. The din is that poyolim who oisim alocha etzel balavayis, they're working for a balavayis, and their time is not their own. So Chazal was happening for them a short version of benching, in which the bracha of Bainu Yerushalayim is included in the bracha of Birchas Aretz. in Birchas Haaretz, they're masking Binyan Yerushalayim. Instead of having a whole third bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim, they include it in Birchas Haaretz. I guess Yerushalayim is included in Birchas Haaretz. So, and I guess the Chasima then is still Al Haaretz. So Al HaMichya, when they made the contraction of Al HaMichya, so that they only contracted two of the brachas into the Chasima, Birchas Hazon and Birchas Haaretz, they didn't contract Yerushalayim because they made it like Birchas Poyalim that doesn't have a bracha, a separate bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim. Binyan Yerushalayim is subsumed in the bracha of Al Haaretz. That's the Yerushalmi. Then there's a pshat over here. Why were they so stingy? Why not put Binyan Yerushalayim to the Chasima too? Why did they make it like Birchas Poyalim? Shama doesn't really spell it out, but the pshat is poshut because the Gemara says in Daf Mem Pes, Gemara asks, we have rule in Chasim B'Shayim. The Chasima can only have one theme. You can't have, even though bracha can have many themes, but the Chasima can only be in one thing. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? What about Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim? So that's two things. The Gemara says, no, it's one thing, because Chal Yisrael are Mekadosh V'Azmanim. Yisrael V'Kadoshim V'Azmanim. So the Gemara, what about Al-Oretz V'Al-Michil? Or Al-Oretz V'Al-Peres? Isn't that two things? The Gemara says, no, that's not two things, because the Oretz is Maitzi the Michil. The Oretz is Maitzi the Peres. Ara the Mafka Per. So it's called one thing. But if you'd want to squeeze Binyan Yerushalayim into the Chasima, so that would be a Chasima B'Shtayim. The Oretz not Maitzi Yerushalayim. So there you really can't put Binyan Yerushalayim into the Chasima. So Yishami is saying, so then how do you have such a bracha? Says Yishami. That's what Yishami means. Because there's no way to incorporate Binyan Yerushalayim into the Chasima, because Ein Chasim B'Shtayim, so you have to forgo it. How can you forgo it? So the answer is you could forgo it because it has the paradigm of Birchas Payalim, with that when Payalim bench, they also don't have a separate bracha for Binyan Yerushalayim. So Al HaMichya, therefore, it's enough that we have Al HaOretz and Al HaMichya. So we have Birchas Hazon and Birchas HaOretz, and then the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim doesn't need to have its own Chasima, because we find even in benching that sometimes it doesn't have its own bracha. Al-Kapanu, Linyanenu, coming back to us. So there's a reason why the Chasima always includes Oretz. Al-Oretz v'al-Michi, Al-Oretz v'al-Peres. So the Chayobi here, also the Chasima should be Al-Oretz v'al-Pri Adama. That doesn't say in Tosis. That's question number two. Question number three, Tosis says the Chasima is Al-Oretz, the Chasima would be Al-Adama v'al-Pri Adama. That means that even in the Chasima, we would be mefaret that we're talking about Pri Adama. So clearly there's a problem here. What's the Chasima for Pri Eitz? When you make an ala Eitz v'al Pri Eitz, you had grapes and pomegranates and so on. Now you make a brach ala Eitz v'al Pri Eitz v'al Pumbas Zohra and so on and so forth. And then it says, V'noide l'cha ala ha'oretz v'al. What's the Chasima?
Ha'peiros.
And Taisha in Daphne Dalit speaks at the Ferish that the Chasima by Pri, you're not Mefarad Pri Eitz in the Chasima. The Chasima is Al-Oretz Vala Peris without the period of Pri Eitz. At Kadekach, the Taisha is done. What about by wine? When you drink wine, what's the Chasima? The Psycho is Al-Geffen Vala Pri Geffen. But what's the Chasima? So Taisha says maybe the Chasima is Al-Oretz Vala Peris. But it's a bracha on yayin. Why it should be al priya geffen? So he says no. Even when you eat pomegranates and you mefarat at priya eitz, but the chasima you're not mefarat. You just say al oretz v'al peiros. So the same way, if you eat pomegranates, the chasima is al oretz v'al peiros, and you're not mefarat priya eitz. So if you drink wine, maybe the chasima is al oretz v'al peiros. You don't have to be mefarat that is wine. You don't have to be mefarat that is priya geffen. This is another type that maybe you do. You are chasim al geffen v'al priya geffen. But our kapanim, first in Tosfos, that is talking about Meduyik that way, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch as well, that the chasima and Priya Eitz is ala oretz v'ala peiros, not ala oretz v'ala Priya Eitz, but ala oretz v'ala peiros. And Tosfos even has a tzad, the Rambam passes this way, that even by wine, the chasima is ala oretz v'ala peiros. So why all of a sudden, when it comes to Kaisis Achita, the Tosfos think the chasima should be ala adoma v'ala Priya adoma? Why should you be mefarat to Priya adoma? Even by Priya Eitz, you're not mefarat in the Chasima. So why over here should be mefarat in the Chasima? And it's very meduyik in Taisus that Taisus is talking about the Chasima. He said beferish that the Yechosim al Adama of Priya Adama, and then when Taisus goes on and he says that it, such a Chasima, so he says because And he says, "Ala oritz v'ala michyo v'alshiv esiminim ala oritz v'ala peiros v'ala adama v'ala adama lo yiskir." So all the other Gemara, the when Tosfos talks about the other brachas that we do find in the Gemara, he quotes the chasima, ala oritz v'ala michyo ala oritz v'ala peiros. That's the chasima. So it's very clear in Tosfos. There's no room to say that it's not that good. It's very clear in Tosfos that Tosfos wants the chasima for kaisachitu would be ala adama v'al pri adama, not the psicha, the chasima. So this nusach ha'taisis, again, is problematic for three reasons. Why should the psicha be ala michi v'al kakala? Why not ala adama v'al pi adama? Number two, how could the chasima be ala adama v'al pi adama? Don't you have to be maska arts? Can I get birchas arts? And number three, why should the chasima altogether be ala adama v'al pi adama? Normally in the chasima of brachach achas min shalosh, you're not nefarat creates. You just say generically, ala arts v'ala peres. So what's the pshat? Let's take one thing at a time. Start with the question: why is the place of the chasim would be al adama be al pri adama? What happened to earth? Don't you have to answer? Don't you have to have? Doesn't the chasim have to have earth in it? Can I get birchas earth? Like so how could Taisa think that the chasim over here is just going to be al adama v'al pri adama? And what's with arts? So I think the Pashut answer, Balabatish answer, is that al adama is the same as al arts. Adama is arts. What's the difference? Adam and Aris. I mean, maybe there's differences, but Akapanim, as far as Birchas Aris is concerned, when you say Al Hadama, Bial Pi Adama, Hadama is Aris. So that would be connected Birchas Aris. That's the easiest question to respond to. Yeah, Adai Ula Yesh Lusha, why they say Nusach Al Adama, why not the Nusach of Al Pi Adama? Why not a Nusach of Al Aris? Say Al Aris, Bial Pi Aris. Okay, but since it's a very pri adama, so the nusach is al adama about the adama. And if it'll be al arts about pri arts, it comes to the same thing. But kaponim, that's not so sure altogether. Al adama would be the equivalent of al arts. But what about the other question? Why be mefarad? Why say al adama about pri adama? You don't say al arts about pri arts. So why is the chasim over here al adama about pri adama? So I think we can answer the question with another question, which is why taka? Why when you make the alayis about pre-age, when you make a bracha achrayna on pomegranates and figs and so on, shiras aminim, and you start off alayis about pre-age, and you mefaret pre-age, so how come when it comes to the chasim you just say generically alayis about pre-age? Why not be mesayim alayis about pre-age? Tamashal altogether in the nusach of bracha achas min shalosh. Why is the chasim? We say it every day. Alors v'ala peres. So why alors v'ala peres? It should be alors v'ala peres. Why are we so stingy over here? It's a bracha bari peres. The bracha shayin is bari peres from afar. Even the bracha chayin starts off ala eitz v'ala peres. How come when it comes to the chasima, all of a sudden we got the we stopped. Well, all of a sudden we don't want to be afar. We say alors v'ala peres. In akadikach, the taste isn't maybe even a wine. The chasima should be alors v'ala peres. As in the chasim would not afar. I think the pshat is, because it goes back to what I told you before, the Gemara document test. The Gemara says, how can you say Allah or Vala Paris? It's a chasim v'shtayim. And the Gemara says, no, it's not a chasim v'shtayim, are the mapic pair. So I think the reason why we can't say Allah or Vala Paris is because why we can't say Allah or Vala Paris, we can only say generically Allah or Vala Paris, is because to say Allah or it's v'hal pri ha'etz would be a chasim v'shtayim. The oritz is mapik peris. It's mapik vegetation. It's mitzi vegetation of all kinds. It's not specifically mitzi pri ha'etz. If you want to put in there pri ha'etz, that's already a different idea. That's not a hemshich of Allah oritz. That's already a new idea, pri ha'etz. And that would be a chasim v'shtayim. And emes, I could be meisif. We're running out of time, but I could be meisif that you know, the Mishnah says on daf on Dala, I think, that b'di'eved, if you made a bari pi adoma and pri ha'eitz, you yotze. No, this one got mem now. Yichal peres ilim bari pi adoma yotze. So Pasha Chad is that because peres pri ha'eitz also comes from the adoma. Apples also come from the ground. It's more elaborate. You know, there's more steps involved, but the apples also come from the ground, because the ground is connected to the tree, and the tree is connected to the apple, and the ankle bone is connected to the shin bone, and it all comes out from the priyad. It all comes out from that dhamma. But the Yerushalmi, and that Mishnah, Yerushalmi is mavur, that's not the pshat. The pshat is because the Yerushalmi says it's really machlekes tanoim, whether you can make the bari priyad, you can make a bari priyad dhamma, but the evidence on priyates. And machlekes avirin chachamim, and Rabbi Yehuda was the one that says that you could. And the Yerushalmi explains that Rabbi Yehuda ha'yo'ese es ha'ilonois kikashin. Rabbi Yehuda said that we could look at the tree like a stalk. And we could look at the tree not as a tree, an entity in its own right, but we could look at it as a stalk that connects the apple to the ground. And that's why you can make a bari pi adoma. You can make a bari pi adoma on an apple with the other. In other words, what it says in Yerushalmi is that when you say bari pi adoma on an apple, the reason why you yotze is not because the apple comes from a tree and the tree comes from the ground. That's not the pshat, because that's too far away. When you say that the pri ha adoma does not mean a pri that comes from that the pri of the eitz and the eitz comes from the ground. Bari pri ha adoma means that the apple comes from the ground, because you could look at it that you could ignore the tree. You could look at it, the tree's just a stalk, a conduit to connect the ground to the apple. So when you make a bari pi adoma on an apple, you're sort of looking at the apple as if it came directly from the ground. You're ignoring the tree. But that's if you just say bari pi adoma. So you can look at the apple, you can make an oisim, or you could oisim, say lanas kikashim. You could ignore the tree for the time being, and you can just look at the apple as coming from the ground. But if you call it a bari pi eitz, then you're not looking at the ilan as a stalk. Then you're looking at the ilan as an entity in its own right, looking at the tree as an entity in its own right, and you're saying pre-eitz. Well, if it's a pre-eitz, then it's not a pre-adoma. No, what it says in Yerushalmi is, it's not shot that every pre-eitz is automatically, by virtue of being a pre-eitz, it's also pre-adoma. Every pre-eitz is a pre-adoma because I could look at it in two different ways. I could look at it as being a pre-eitz, and then it's not a pre-adoma. Or I could look at it as a pre-adoma and then ignore the eitz and look at the eitz as a stalk. But it can't be a pre-eitz and a pre-adoma at the same time. So if you would want to make a brocha of ala or al pre-eitz, so then you're looking at, on the one end, you're looking at it as a pre-eitz. You're being referred to it as a pre-eitz. But on the other hand, you're also saying that it comes from the ground, because otherwise it's a chasim b'shtayim. You can't put pre-eitz and adom into one, oretz and pre-eitz into one bracha, except because ara the makad peira, because since the ground is mitzi the peiras, so it's not a chasim b'shtayim. But you can't do both at the same time. You can't call it a pre-eitz. And then also say that, but it's not a chasim b'shtayim, it's a chasim b'achas, because it's ara the makad peira, the ground is producing the apple. It's not the ground. If the ground is producing the apple, then it's not a pre-eitz. So that's a steer in the bay. You can't say ara the mapik peira, that the oretz is mighty the peiros, and also call it a pre-eitz. It becomes a chasim b'shtayim. So that's why the chasim is always ala oretz vela peiros. You have to have oretz because you have to mention birchas oretz. The chasim has to include all of the brachas of birchas hamazon. So it has to include birchas hazon. It has to include birchas oretz. We would have had to include Birchas Bayin Yerushalayim too, except they made it like Birchas Payalim. So you have to have Arutz over there in the Chasima. But if you have Arutz in the Chasima, you can't say Priyetz, because that's a Chasima B'shtayim. Because you can only say Arutz and Peiris because Ara the Mapik Peira. Well, Ara the Mapik Peira, that means you're looking at the apple or the fig, whatever it is, you're looking at it as a Priya Arutz, because you ignore the tree and you just say that the tree is just like a stalk. So Mela, that's why the Chasima is always Ala Oretz Vela Peir, is never Ala Oretz Vela Priyetz. There's no Chasima of Ala Oretz Vela Priyetz, Ala Oretz Vela Peiris. That's how, so now, I think of Ala Tosis. That's only true by a Priyetz. You can't say Ala Oretz Vela Priyetz, because that's the Chasima of Shtayim. So you can only say Ala Oretz Vela Peiris, generically. But when it comes to a Priyadoma, a real priyadama, kais zachita, whose bracha really is bari priyadama, So that's takanat astira. You could say al adama v'al pri adama, because being mefarat there, being mefarat pri adama is not astira to arad ma'apipera. The adama is mitzi pri adama. It's not a chasim v'shtayim. So mele, there's nothing wrong with the chasim of al adama v'al pri adama. Al adama pri adama is like saying al oritz v'al peiros oritz, and that's legitimate. That's not a chasim v'shtayim. So I understand over here. So that's those two questions we dealt with. Why is there no mention of Oretz? There is a mention of Oretz. Adam is Oretz. And why you're Mefarad Pri Adam, you're not Mefarad Pri Eitz? It's very different. You can't be Mefarad Pri Eitz because you can't say Allah Oretz, Yal Pri Eitz would be a Chasim B'Shtayim. But Allah Adam Be'al Pri Adam is not a Chasim B'Shtayim. So you can have a Chasim of Allah Adam Be'al Pri Adam. And then I think it's also good. Why does they say that the Psych over here would be Allah Michi Be'al Kokolo? Why can't the psicha be al adam? Why can't the psicha be al adam of al pi adam? The same as the chesimah. Baruch Hashem, al adam of al pi adam of al tivas asad and so on. The answer is, since adam is eretz, you can't put eretz into the psicha because the psicha is only birchas hazon. It's bracha achas main sholish. The psicha is birchas hazon, and then it goes on and talks about birchas. Then you have the text of birchas eretz. And then you have the text of Binyan Yerushalayim. So you start off the Meshul when you're saying Ala Michya. Ala Michya Ala Kakol of Yatnubas Sazon, that's Birchas Sazon. And then you say Val Eretz Chem the Toy Gurchav Shatis and Chatal Avasenu, that's Birchas Eretz. Then you say Rachem Hashem El Pecha, you say so and so forth, that's Birchas Binyan Yerushalayim. And then you Chaysim Ala Eretz Ala Michya, which is the Chasim of Azon and Birchas Eretz and Birchas Binyan Yerushalayim, we don't have to worry about because it's like Birchas Payalim. But if you're going to start off Baruch Hat Hashem, Ala Hadoma Vel Pi Hadoma, Adoma is already Eretz. You can't put Adam at the very beginning of the bracha. Adam is in the middle of the bracha. It has to go Birchas Hazon, then Birchas Oretz, and then Birchas Bein Yerushalayim. So now, Adayim, what you could still have done is said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Okein Melech Adam, Al Pri Adama. Just Al Pri Adama. Al Pri Adama, Al Tnuvas Hazon. Why you have to say Al Amichi, Al Kakola. So that I'm not so sure. But I see that there was it's always a Loshen Kofel. Al Eish, Al Pri Eitz, Al Amichi, Al Kakola. He, I don't know why. Sometimes it's always a double lesson. The humanist can say, Al Pri Adama. So instead you say, Al Michi Valakakola. And why not? It is Zon. The Kaisis Achit is also Michi Valakakola. So, my sense has still been bothers me. Why Al Michi Valakakola at the beginning? Why not just Al Pri Adama? And the fact, if already saying Al Michi Valakakola at the beginning, so say Al Michi Valakakola at the end too. Medelech Al Arts Al Michi. Like why? Because if for the beginning you're willing to make an ala michil, so why not at the end also use loshen of ala michil, ala arts of ala michil? Yeah, that's not so clear to me. Somehow you want to be more specific that it's pre adoma. Yeah, I don't know. This nekuda I'm not so clear one. You know, I understand why the psicha can't be ala adoma v'al pri adoma, because you can't have bichas arts in the very beginning, but. Then why not just say Al Pri Adama? That's still sharing with me. And the truth is, I would add another kasha. This all the kasha that we asked, so I think they're more or less resolved, except for this last information. But Chayuk asked a new question, and for this, I don't necessarily have a resolution. If Taisus is willing that the psicha should be Al Michi V'Al Kakolo, he's willing that that's how the bracha should start. Because apparently Tosfos thinks that Kais Lechita is Michya v'Kakolo too. It is Zon. It is Mozon. It is Soyed. It is Mechalko. So then Tosfos thinks a raya that no, it's only Bari Nefoshes. Because like Ashkelon, we don't find in the Gemara that valid. We don't find the Bracha of Al Adama v'Al Pri Adama. So why not say you're right? We don't find the Bracha of Al Adama v'Al Pri Adama. They never made a bracha of al adama v'al pi adama. But maybe kaisu zachita, the bracha is al michi v'al kakola, and the chasim is al arz v'al michi, the same as every mizonis. Like, what did I see in the Gemara in Memdalet? Yeah, you see in the Gemara in Memdalet that there's no bracha of al adama v'al pi adama. But maybe the bracha of kaisu zachita is al michi. Would it say that? So yeah, the other dukim taisus. Yeah, you have the. You have the other dukim. Just ignore it. You have other dukim places from the Brisa by us, but what did he see in the Gemara Mandala? In the Gemara Mandala, he saw that they didn't invent the bracha of Al Adama Val Pri Adama. I mean, the time was Chayzer, there's no such bracha. Okay, there's no such bracha. Maybe the bracha is Al Amichim. But you could have said, the Emes is the Rashman, Daklam Ben Bobi, he brings a lesson of the right, but when he talks about this suffix, So the Rashba there brings from arrive it that Kais Zachita Lavad is no bracha v'ala michyo because einoi michyo v'einoi kakala v'einoi mozon. The Rashba says Kais Zachita is not michyo v'kakala. It's not mechay. It's not mechalkal. It's not. It's a snap. But Tosis by us is willing that the psicha should be ala michyo v'kakala. Apparently Tosis thinks that Kais Zachita is mechayo and is mechalkal. So how does Tosis know that maybe this is a plain ordinary bracha v'ala michyo for Kais Zachita? So again, the deal come from Agamar is still good, but what did you see in Gemara Memdal? So that I don't know what to do with.
Really?
Yeah.
Tosfos brings that raya after Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu right. Tam suggested that it would be that the psicha would be an al hadam val pri adama. So could it be that that raya is only going against Rabbeinu Tam, but not on Tosfos' first suggestion?
I mean, when he said, I thought Taisa started Rabbi Natan, he gave him actually Adom of El Pri Adom. That's the psicha of the chesimu.
So, since it says Vechulei, at least in my Girsa, it says Vechulei, I assume that that was the psicha, because if it's the Siyam, so then there's nothing which comes after it.
But you see, when he slugs it up from the Ram and Dalit, he keeps talking about the Siyam. Hey, maybe that's not so terrible. Maybe you say maybe Rabbeinu Tam is different. Tais lechatchila wanted to have a bracha ala michi ve'ala kakala with the siyum of ala adama ve'ala pri adama. And Tais is by ashkechen brichas ala michi ve'ala kakala leheka de baruch alayi bereisha kaita machila bari mini mezainis. Oh, maybe it's a different shot than the old Tais. I'm running out of time. I have to run to shul. But this beginning of Tais, when Tais lays down the original suffix, Taisa said, "Miu bila achav yesh tosapik ma'im mevarchinim mevarchin ala michi ve'ala kalkala, musayim ala adama ve'al pri adama. Dele ashkechen birchas ala michi ve'ala kalkala echad debarach alayi bereish shekayin mechila bari minim bezaynis." So this dele ashkechen is this the other tzad that there is no baruch ala adama ve'al pri adama like Rabbi Natan was magia later, or is this dele ashkechen a hemshich of the first tzad that maybe you should start off ala michi but be chaysim ala adama ve'al pri adama. And why not be chaysim ala michi ve'al kalkala? Because we don't find you can be chaysim ala michi ve'al, because we don't find a regular ala michi ve'al kalkala without a bari minim zaynis. So it can't be a regular ala michi ve'al kalkala. It would have to be ala adama ve'al pri adama. But the psicha would still be ala michi ve'al kalkala. But the siyum would be ala adama ve'al pri adama. And why is the siyum only ala adama ve'al pri adama? De la ashkechein a regular ala michi only by bari minim zaynis. This is all an elaboration on the tzad of ala michi with the siyum of ala adama. And then Rabbi Natan was magia b'machzor shaloi, like a third tzad, that even the psicha is al adama v'al pri adama, and that he was chayzer from, because we don't find such a strange bracha v'al adama, but we don't find such a bracha anywhere. V'al adama v'al pri adama. Rabbi Natan therefore went to bury nefoshos Shabbos, because Rabbi Natan didn't have this hybrid bracha. Tosfos first suggested a hybrid bracha, and then he put Rabbeinu Tam that it's a thoroughly ala adama dika bracha, and then Rabbeinu Tam said le'ashkecha mishum okim, and maybe the hybrid bracha is also le'ashkecha, and therefore it's just bari nefashos. There's like three tzadim in Tosfos being spoken out. Maybe that's a very mechudish to kipshat in Tosfos, but maybe. Okay, I don't have to see further. I have to go. Okay. Fine. I don't think we're going to. Well, I don't know. So maybe we'll revisit this a little bit. But basically, I want to go on. I want to go on to the next thing. Okay. Take care. Everybody should be well.